The Rambam mentions, Rambam mentions in Perek Ches Mehilchos Lulav of Halacha Yud Beis. He says, "Af pisha kol amay ado is mitzvah l'smayach bohen." B'chag Sukkos ha'isal b'migdash yom ha'isal migdash simcha yis. It's a mistake. Okay, I couldn't figure it out. It looks like a mistake. Yeah, it's a mistake. The Rambam is a mistake. Because Rambam says, "Af pisha kol amay ado is mitzvah l'smayach bohen." B'chag Sukkos it says, "Ha'isal b'migdash yom simcha yisera." The word yom doesn't belong there because it wasn't one day. It was Simcha Yisera. I see they show me the Frankel edition has it that way. He says Hoysasham b'Migdash Simcha Yisera. The word Yom is a mistake. It doesn't fit in. Okay, but anyways, it was a Simcha Yisera Simcha Yisera b'Migdash and on Sukkos as opposed to the other Agolim. So the question, of course, is why was there this Simcha Yisera? What's the source for the Simcha Yisera? Okay, so, and what is the Simcha about? What's the idea of the Simcha? Simcha always has to have an idea associated with it. Just Stam Simcha. That's hopeless. I mean, we don't have such a mitzvah like that. Stam Simcha. Simcha has to be tied to some idea. Some idea that has to do with Kirov Lamokam. I mean, an idea of Yadis. So the question is, what is the simcha? What is the idea of the simcha? So the Rambam says that it's from Usmachtu Mufnei Hashem Lakechem Shivas Yomim. Okay, it's a pasuk. And the pasuk Usmachtu Mufnei Hashem Lakechem Shivas Yomim, really, what does it mean? It has a halachic meaning also. Usmachtu Mufnei Hashem Lakechem Shivas Yomim means that the lulav, the dalav minim on nitl b'migdosh Shivas Yomim. Okay, and the Rambam quotes the pasuk before also, and where the Rambam says, so the Rambam mentions in Hilchos Lulav Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Gimel, Mitzvahs Lulav Linatul Biyam Rishon Shel Chag Bilvad B'chol Makom U'B'chol Zman V'Afilu B'Shabbos She'Nem Lakach Malchum Biyam Rishon U'B'Migdash Levado Notun Osa B'chol Yom V'Yom Mishivas Yimei Achag. Okay, Shinema, Usmachtum of Hashem Lakechem Shivas Yomim. So this pasuk Usmachtum, the same pasuk that the Rambam uses for the Simcha Yisera B'Migdash and Chag HaSukkos, is also used to teach you that what? That the Dalav Minim Anitl B'Migdash Shivas Yomim. So you see that the idea has to do with something to do with the Usmachtum of Hashem Lakechem Shivas Yomim is tied somehow to Lulav. Now, Lulav B'Migdash, what was, so we have a course which we can trace. So if you trace if you follow that lead of Lulav B'Migdash, so you see that the Halacha B'Migdash was that the Lulav was Nidl B'Migdash, not simply Nidl B'Migdash, but it was used to go around the Mizbeach, the Migdash. It was used to go around the Mizbeach Mikdash. B'chol, Ram Perek Zayin, Halacha Chav Gimel. B'chol yom v'yom hayom akifin es ha-Mizbeach b'luluvehem b'yadehem. Pam achas. V'omrim on Hashem Hashino. That's what I really want to explain. I want to explain what the Hashinus are. What are we mispal for in the Hashinus? What's the idea of the Hashinus? I mean, Hashina Rabbah. And Hashina Rabbah is so important that the Rav one time mentioned it from the Gainim, that was one of the 2 days of the year that the people who didn't have any minyanim lived in the small towns would come into the town. It was Yom Kippur and Hashanah Rabbah. So Hashanah Rabbah has certain special significance. So Hashanahs, the tefillahs of Hashanahs are important, but they're worthless unless you understand what the tefillah is about. So some want to say that the tefillahs of the Hashanahs are tied to B'chag Nidunim Alamayim. But the truth of the matter is that that's very difficult. First, it's machlekes tanoim, you see, if we held it, that's the reason. So then, by Pesach, we should have a tefillah for tefillah, because that's one of the four. So it's one of the four. So why an anshuas on Paris Elon? I never heard anyone say a tefillah for Paris Elon anshuas. So we're for tefillah and Pesach. So apparently it's not tied to the Tana and the Mishnah B'chag Nidunim Alamayim. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Meir argues, And there's no reason to say the way. The Rambam doesn't say any words about Bechari Medina Malamayim. And the truth of the matter is, when you look into the tefillahs of the Hashanahs, you don't find the tefillah for Mayim. The all the Hashanahs hardly mention anything about Mayim. I mean, they don't mention anything about it, except for where you have, essentially. There may be a reference in one of the... one of the seven, but there's one I think Tana Munim is the Tefillah Alamayim. There's one place where it mentions, Anonymil Hamnia. Okay, so but the basic all the Hashanahs number with Mayim. I mean, Laman Amitach, Laman Bris, Laman Godloch, Evan Shasiya, Adam of Vehema, Adon Me'er. I mean, all these things that don't have anything to do with Mayim. The only thing is Hashanah Rab, when you come to Tana Munim, that's where you have the Tana Munim has to do with Mayim. Okay. But the others don't. So apparently the whole thing is not essentially a tefillah on Mayim. It's not a tefillah on Mayim. Look at the tefillah. It has nothing to do with Mayim. Okay, so the question is, what is the whole tefillah of the Hashanah? So it's not because we paskin like the Tana, the Mishnah, against Rabbi Yehuda. I'll show you, because that was the case. You have a problem with Pesach and Shavuos. Yeah, but it's a different tefillah. We have to search out what the source of the tefillah is and what's the idea of the tefillah. What's the idea of the tefillah? And that seems to be the source of the simcha, the special simcha b'migdash. The special simcha b'migdash. Now, you don't have to be a great philosopher to see that the part of the reason, at least intuitively you see, that part of the reason of the simcha has to do with something with the tie-in between Yom Kippurim and between Sukkot, because it can't be just coincidentally that Sukkot is 4 days after Yom Kippur. It can't be a coincidence. So really, the Simcha has to be tied with something to do with Yom Kippurim, with the Kaparas Hayom of Yom Kippurim. See, the Kaparas Hayom of Yom Kippurim is really Mechayev in Simcha. Now, where is that simcha? It can't be in Yom Kippur. The simcha was relegated to really the chag, the simcha sachag, and this simcha somehow is tied in with the akafis and the with the Hashanahs. You see, where do the Hashanahs come from? Just basically, where do they come from? It's not too hard to make it out, because you see the Ram Perzayin Loch of Gimel b'chol yom v'yom hayom akifin esam esbeich in the time of the Mikdash. So, pretty clear where the Hashanahs came from. That the Hashanahs is really a Zechel HaMikdash. So it's tied to the Tfilas HaMikdash of Ana Hashem HaShiach. Okay. But the basic idea, the most basic idea is that really the simcha is the simcha of Yom Kippur. And that's what, of Yom Kippur. And how do you, where is this reflected, the idea that the simcha is the simcha of the kaparas Yom of Yom Kippurim? Because of the fact that it revolves around Mizbeach. Mizbeach is Mizbach Kapara. So Mizbeach is Kapara. So it's pretty clear. I mean, it's pretty clear without being too philosophical. I mean, just sticking very close to the facts. It's pretty clear that the simcha b'migdash, the special simcha b'migdash of smachtan fenishem lekechem shivas yamim, has to do with the simcha of the Yom Kippur. And really, the one that said it, the one that says it, is the Paitin on the first day. In Sukkot, in the Tefillah of Sukkot, Uyamti bechil bechil kippur. I mean, he says if you look through that piyut, that the states it almost exactly. Now we had a kapon yom kippurim, and because of that, there's simcha, and he ties it to the dal minim. It's interesting. So the Python has it. That's really the that idea of the Python is not a an extraneous type of philosophy, but it's really built from within the system itself, from within the facts of the system. So the simcha of the simcha of this, you'll take a look at the pie yourself later. You'll see. It says just about word for word. Have you got a? It's in Shachris. Okay, in Shachris, Uyamti Bechil Kippur. So he was afraid because of the fear of Yom Kippur. But Uso Becheshbon Asafir. Then he says, Galti, I became happy, Kahutzdak Pur. That it was, everything turned out fine, the Gzardin. Then he says, Zakim Kiyatsu Mahalim, Cholim Vishorim Kecholim. So they went out zakim, so they went out praising cholim v'shorim k'cholim. Tias atzei esev yisu hayom. So they carry the atzei esev, means dalminim. Mizbeach lohasev, to go around the mizbeach. Kisesha yifulosu b'mesev, le'rotzos b'shorim chesem. So it means that this will be before Kadosh Baruch Hu, an action that's makubal by Kadosh Baruch Hu, properly. So that's really, I mean, it's basically, it ties together. That's the Python. But. So that's the basic idea of the Simcha of the Migdash. It's tied to this. It's the Simcha Shel Yom HaKippur of Kapar. It's an interesting thing. It's a Simcha because it's very simple that Yom HaKippur and Kapar Sayom is Machayev and Simcha. And that's Migdash, that's Mizbeach. It's a simple deduction. Okay. So that's because that's really what is the whole idea of Migdash is Kapara. I mean, so the Aliyah L'Regel to the Makom HaMigdash is the Makom HaKapara, Makom Kapara. So right after Yom Kippur, Michayev and a special simcha. Okay. Now the question is, what exactly goes on? I mean, that's the basic overview, but you see, it's not so simple. It's not so simple. And you have this. Nothing is as it would seem superficially. Say, okay, so we're really happy. We have a kapara, and that's it. We now can live happily. I mean, we know it's a kapara. Everything's fine for another year, and we're happy. No, it's not so simple. Not so simple.
For the Am.
No. Oh, you're happy for the Am. You should be happy for the Am. You're a part of the Am. Okay, something to be happy about. I mean. I think, unfortunately, I mean, people in our society, in an individualistic society, a person's narcissism wants to make him feel that he could somehow have a good life apart from the tzibor. It's not possible. It's not possible sociologically, and in Klal Yisrael, it's virtually impossible. The idea of Klal Yisrael, the yachid really cannot have a life outside of the tzibor. So it's bad for the tzibor, it's bad for the yachid. The person just doesn't realize. Doesn't want to believe that's the case. But the simcha for kaparas atzibur is the simcha of the yachid also, of course. What is the tzibur if not a group of yachidim? I mean, you can't have a tzibur without people. And that's all the tefillahs that we say. It's kabbashah for God, l'shivashah for tenegra shana. All those tefillahs in every day in Shemoneh Esrei is because without the tzibur, we're lost. I mean, we're totally in the tzibur. Yachid is totally in the tzibur. Maybe people in their mind don't want to envision it that way, but that's the way it is. I mean, but at any rate, so the simcha for kaparas atzibur and kaparas yachid, whatever Yom Kippur, all the Yom Kippur is expressed in the simcha of the chag. Yeah, but let's take a look at how it works. Now the area that opens it up really is a mishnah. It's a mishnah in Lulav Arava, and it's just a few lines with the hayshanas. What is the hayshanas? What's the hayshanah? And what's a nivahu? So taste. So the Mishnah. The Mishnah is on the mem hey amar aleph. Okay, the Mishnah from which is a source for the Rambam. B'chol yom Then the Mishnah says, you don't mean ani v'hu hoshiyano. Okay? That's what we say. We say ani v'hu. What is ani v'hu? So Rashi says, ani v'hu, he says, b'gematria ono Hashem. That's one shot. Now what is ani v'hu? Comes out, ani v'hu is in the gematria of ono Hashem. Right, so why do you have to change from ono Hashem? What is it the gematria for? Okay? Next, va'od, he says, and moreover, he says, this is mishivim u'shtayim shemo saying manakuvim b'shalach mikros asmuchim b'parshas v'hi b'shalach, that there are three psukim over there in b'shalach that are one next to, adjacent to each other, one after another, consecutive psukim, and these three psukim, he says, is v'yisa. These three psukim, he says. Each one has 72 letters, and from then you have the Shema Mefarash, which is Vohu. How's it go? It goes like this: the Psukim are It's Shmos Yidalad. Yud Tes. Vayisam Malachol Lekim Ma'aluch B'nei Machane Yisrael Vayelch Machareim Vayisam Adon Mitnei Vayel Machareim. Pasuk 1. That's 72 letters. 2. Vayel Machane Mitzrayim Machane Yisrael Vayel Machosh Vayel Lel Vakar Zel Zekol Lel. Again, 72 letters. Then Vayet Moshe Yisrael Vayel Vayel Hashem Vayel Baruch Kodem Avek Kol Lel Vayel Vayel Yom Lecharov Vayel Bokam Lem 3. Each one of these psukim is 72 letters. Okay, so you know 72 is a reference to the shame Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, and from these three, you could dig out the Shema Mefarash. How? Os Rishona. See, people who are mystics get very excited. Says, Os Rishona Shal Pasuk Rishon. Like you see, it's not mystical. It's the first Os of the first Pasuk, the Vav from Vayisa Malach Alekim. Vachrona Shal Amtsoi, the last letter in the middle pasuk, which is kol haloyla, the hay, that's from the second pasuk of Ayavo, and then he says v'rishona shalachron, and the vav from the last pasuk vayet. Okay, v'chem b'zeh seder kulon Hashem rishon, the Hashem rishon v'hu. So Hashem rishon comes out to v'hu vav shal vayisa hay the kol haloyla. Rashi explains again vav de vayet. Now he says like this, that's the way you get the v'hu from. That's the Shema Mefarash of Vahu. The Shema Shloshim V'Sheva Hu Ani. Every 37th letter in that sentence is going to come out to Ani. You take the first pasuk, the 37th letter is Acharehem, the Aleph of Acharehem. Then the Nun Rishon the Anon the Cheshbon Shel Mafreya. I didn't figure it out, but I think what he means is that if you go backwards, the Nun will come out to the 37th letter from the word Anon. The Yud Ruach Kodim. Yud Ruach Kodim means if you count Vayet Moshe's Yodo, so Baruch Kodim said the Yud will come out the 37th letter. So you have Ani. So you take those three psukim, and you have the Shema Mefarash Ani Vahu. Of course, it's reversed. It's reversed. It should be Vahu. Yeah, I know. Okay, yeah, Maram Tosh, what was verse? But anyways, Taisvis quotes Rashi. He says, Kach Pirush HaKuntres. That's Rashi's Pirush. Okay? That's the Shema Mefarash, according to Rashi, which is derived, dug out somehow from those of Psukim. Now he says, V'adayin tzarech tam l'zeh. Loma n'shtana shnei shemas alolo. Tamrin l'utzvei me'achrini. So he says, so you're showing me how you put it together from those Psukim, but why these? I mean, you can do a lot of things with those Psukim. I mean, How do you come to the conclusion that it's these? How do you get Vahu? You take the first letter from the first and then Hey from the. I mean, you do a lot of possibilities here. How do you arrive at this? Why do you say this is the right possibility? Okay, so he says Mishum the Dashin and Becher Abasi Kro the Ksiv Biyecheskel Vani Besoch Hagola Ukro the Ksiv Biyemiyo Vahu Oser Bezikim Kaviyochol Hu Baatzma. As if he himself is tied bezikin, he's tied up in chains. V'hainu hoshana, and that's why we say hoshana she yeshila atzma. that God should help himself. So, I mean, that's Tysus literally what he says. But as you know, the Ravid pointed out that from the Joshua, a person can become an apikaris. So you have to be very careful in what you say. You have the wrong idea, you're better off not saying any tefillos on the chag. So if a person thinks, a person should think that way, that a kodesh baruch needs our tefillos, I mean, the whole yahadus is but lumavot. So you have to understand what tesis means. What does tesis mean? What is the ishana sheyeshiva azim yeshiva atzma, a kodesh baruch doesn't need our tefillos. So what does it mean, sheyeshiva atzma? We have to understand what that means. If you don't understand what that means, we don't have any, not only, like if you take it literally, as I said, you become an apikaris. But if you don't take it literally, you just don't understand it. Okay. So what I'd like to do is explain what the meaning is and what the Hishanus, what the idea of the Hishanus is all about. What's the idea of the Hishanus? Yeah. You see, of course, that Tosfos is right when Tosfos says that the idea of the Hishanus is based on the who Osir Bezikin. Means Kavayochal, as if God himself is in chains, and therefore he, and therefore the tefillah has to do somehow or other with that idea. I mean, okay, you see that Tosfos is right, because you say that in the Koshata, okay. For instance, Koshato Zakim mi base avodim chanan biyadam avidim, as if they were enslaving a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kein Hashanah. Okay, Koshato Tvuim Betzul Gezorim, it means going through the Yamsuf, in the waters. Yekorcho Imo Ma'avirim, means God's glory was going with them. Koshato Kano, it means Kol Yisroel. Mishareres Vayosha, it means Vayosha, God helped Kol Yisroel. Lugocha, to its creator, Mitzuyenes Vayivosha, that he was saved. He says so openly, that's what he's saying, all these tefillos. Okay, Koshato Mamar Votzesi Eschem, God said, I will take you out. Nokov, you should read it, Vahutzesi Itchem. That God's saying, I will come out, I will be taken out with you. Okay? Kein Hashana. Okay? That's the same thing. Kashata Pillar on Kuhufsha, Tzir Peleshes Bahrona Vinosha. Means that Kodesh Baruch himself was Nosha. Kaviyachal. Okay? Kashata Kilos Bubble Sholachta, Rachum Lamanum Shulachta. Same thing. God himself was saying. Same idea. Same idea is straight through. Just gives different examples, but it's the same exact idea. So what is this? So Tosfos is right. That's what Tosfos. That's why Aniva who. I know it's not Aniva ho. It's Aniva who. According to Tosfos, according to the Rambam. So the who. That's what Tosfos says. That's why they took out these shemos from these psukim, because they. It's just a rem, as Tosfos says. In other words, if those three psukim of the. Which are close to three psukim adjacent to each other, which each one has 72 letters, and they took out those letters. Why not? Why did they take those? Because of the fact that is based on the idea ani b'soch agola v'hu aser b'zikin. Okay, that Kadosh Baruch Hu kavayochol is himself in the same state as Kol Yisrael. So that's what Tosfos says, and I said, and you see the tefillahs bear out Tosfos' idea. It's clearly that's clearly there. So the question, of course, is, I mean, what does that mean? What does that mean to us? Yeah. So I want to say it like this: that the simcha we mentioned before, that what is the simcha, the midrash of the Chag, and it's why Simcha Yisera, it's tied to the Simcha of Yom Kippur. The Simcha of Yom Kippur means that we're happy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a kapara, Mizbeach, a kapara, Yom Kippurim, and the kapara is effective, and that's Machayev in Simcha. But just to stop there and say it's simcha, that's hedonistic. I mean, we're happy that we're granted another year of life. That's hedonism. So happy we're alive. Everybody's happy they're alive. That's not yahadus. Yahadus is a higher type of aspiration, a higher level. So what is the happiness of Klal Yisrael? Our happiness. See, our happiness is tied to a special type of simcha b'migdash, which revolves around going around the mizbeach, yofi l'chol mizbeach. It's a simcha about the mizbeach, but the simcha about the mizbeach is on Hashem Hashino. You see, the Mishnah says that on Hashem Hashino is the tefillah, and then the Mishnah says that that's a machlekes, that the the Mishnah says, "Rabbi Yudomer, Anivo Hashino." So, what's Machlekes? What do you mean? How can I have a Machlekes? It's Machlekes. One says, "On Hashem Hashino." He came up. He says, "Anivo Hashino." What is Rabbi Yehuda adding? What Rabbi Yehuda is adding is the Machlekes is Rabbi Yehuda is adding. Rabbi Yehuda is saying is explaining the On Hashem Hashino. The On Hashem Hashino is not on Hashem. Why are we being mispallel then On Hashem Hashino? What is it? Why is the time of Tefillah? Tefillah. We had all the tefillos in Yom Kippur. So what are we saying now on Hashem Hashino, Hashem Hatzlichono? So the answer is that the tefillah of Ono Hashem Hashino is tied to the concept of the simcha for the kaparas ayom of Yom Kippur. How is it tied to the simcha of the kaparas ayom of the Yom Kippur? The answer is that we're happy about the kapara. We're happy about the kapara. We're happy that we can exist. But why are we happy that we can exist? What's the significance of our existence? The significance of our existence is ani vahu Hashem, is the shem Hashem. Because we are the only nation that has the yedias Hashem. And no other nation in the world has it. The Am, that is the nation that is miyachid Hashem, that understands yichud Hashem, Shema Yisrael at Hashem Alkin Hashem Echad, the true idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only Klal Yisrael. So therefore what we're saying is the simcha and the migdash, that we can continue to exist, is the significance of our existence, is not for our own physical pleasure, but for the maintenance, for the establishment, and for the maintenance of the correct idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the entire world. That's the Shem Hashem. So Ono Hashem Hoshiyano, Ono Hashem Hatzlichano really means, Ono Hashem means Laman Hashem, Laman Hashem, in order that the Shem Hashem should be able to exist. You see, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda changed it and he said Ani Vahu Hoshiyano. What is Ani Vahu? Because he wanted to emphasize, it's not on Hashem Hashino a tefillah for us. It's a tefillah of Ani Vahu. The tefillah is, the on Hashem is Laman Hashem, Ani Vahu Hashino. That the Shem Hashem should continue its existence. But how does the Shem Hashem continue its existence? The Shem Hashem continues existence only through us, only through our Yedias Hashem in this world. I mean, Adon Olam Hashem Malach Teran Kol Yitzir Nivra, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is unaffected. He's unaffected. His existence is unaffected. But insofar as mankind is concerned, the Yedias Hashem is dependent completely upon us. That's what Taisus means. That's what Taisus means when he says that She Yoshias Atzma. Means to say that Atzmo, insofar as the Shem Hashem exists in the world with regard to people, you see, that's the Yoshias Atzmo. It's a derech mashal, and that's the same thing. Votzesi etzchem, nokavahutzesi itchem. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes out with us. It means that the Yedias Hashem, the Shem Hashem of the world, can only exist through us. That is something that we know from Amasara, that the Shem Hashem is tied to Klal Yisrael. And the Rambam says that pasuk is a reference to Yimas Mashiach, that the Umos HaOlam will turn to Klal Yisrael. They say Ma Paul Kel, because they're the only ones that know God, that know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu means Shem Hashem. The Shem means the idea. Shem is the idea, definition. It's a definition insofar as man is capable of defining. Of course, it's not the real definition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's impossible for man and man to know. But insofar as man is capable, there is a correct idea of God, that man is capable in his sphere of reality of perceiving. And that is the Shem Hashem. So that's really all those tefillahs, the tefillahs of the Vutzeisi, Itchem, and the all those Hashanahs that are mentioned, that's the Aniva, that's the Aniva Huosh, you know, and that's all those tefillahs that mentions Vuhu Aser Bezikin, means the Shem Hashem is Aser Bezikin. Because as long as Klal Yisrael is not existing in its proper manner, he's not existing in its proper manner, so it means the Shem Hashem is not existing properly. And that's really the essence of the tefillah. So like I said before, it's a simcha for the kaparas hayom of Yom Kippurim, but not for our physical existence, but because of the significance, the real significance of our existence, and that is the Yedias Hashem, that the Yedias Hashem should be spread throughout the entire world. That's basically the whole purpose of the Kiyum Ma'am. And that's really the Machlekes. That's what Yehuda just said. Anyway, now it's interesting. The three Pesukim, you see the three Pesukim, those three Pesukim from B'Shalach? So it's a very interesting thing. Those three psukim, it's in Shmos Yudalad, Yutes, Chof, and Chof Aleph. You see? Vayisa Malach Olekim, why do you take those three psukim? There's a reason for the three psukim. Because those three psukim, of course, what the Malach Olekim means was a force that Kadosh Baruch Hu assigned to protect Klal Yisrael. Vayisa Malach Olekim, Vayelach Machareyam. That was the Kriyas Yamsuf. So that was the Malach HaLakim and the Shliach Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu that protected Klal Yisrael. But take a look one pasuk before, the pasuk right before that. Right immediately before those three. The Yodu Mitzrayim Ki Ani Hashem B'Kovdi B'Faro B'Richto L'Farasho. So the pasuk immediately before those three, what does the pasuk say? What's the purpose? The Yodu Mitzrayim Kineid Hashem, Mikavdi Befar Bruch Befarashav. That was the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Lomo Yom Mitzrayim Lema Baratzion Baragas Baham. The tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Yodu Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim means the entire world. The Yedias Hashem should be spread throughout the entire, all the other umos should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu through what happens to Klal Yisrael, which means clearly the protection of Klal Yisrael eventuates in Yedias Hashem for Kol Olam Kulo, because they're the only ones that have the Shem Hashem, the correct idea of the Shem Hashem. That's really the tefillah of the Hashanah. That's why Hashanah is an unbelievably important tefillah. And that's why Hashanah Rabbah was the day that was really, now we don't have the Zecher LeMikdash, we don't have the Mikdash anymore, but it's Zechel HaMikdash. So Zechel HaMikdash, that was the day that was that they were Mesakein essentially in order that idea of the Mikdash, because really you can't have this without Mikdash. I mean, that's why the Tfilis, see the Tfilis, all the Tfilis today that we have today were converted. Any Tfilah that was a Tfilah that was a Shvach HaShemokom with regard to Mikdash now expresses the lack, the absence of the Mikdash, of what we had in Mikdash. See, that's really the interesting thing is that this, the expression of the absence in the Golas is really a kiyum, our kiyum of Mikdash. It's an interesting thing, but our kiyum of Mikdash takes place through that expression. And if we don't express the fact that we missed the Mikdash, we don't have the Mikdash, that there's an absence here, that there's an omission in the Seder Olam. If we don't express that, then there's no Kiyam Migdash. There's no Kiyam Migdash, there's no mitzvahs. As I mentioned on Tisha B'Av, if there's no Migdash, there's no mitzvahs. Everything's batlam uvatl. That's what Ram says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs about Kiddush HaKadosh. If that's batl, he says, Chalul Lakel Lasasa. I mean, there's no Klal Yisrael anymore. Without the Mo'adim, without Migdash, I mean, Mikra Kodesh, there's no mitzvahs, no Tayag mitzvahs. So where is our Kiyom Migdash today? Our Kiyom Migdash today is expressed through the recognition of the fact that we're lacking Migdash. The absence is the expression. Our recognition of the absence, that's the Kiyom Migdash. And what do you see there really? You see that really in the Tfilas Har Golem. Because in the Tfilas Har Golem, so you have what appears to be a repetition, but it really is not, because you have in the Tfilas HaMosafim, so you have Umetnecha To'enu, Galita Meratzenu, right? You have you always have that in the every reg. Umetnecha To'enu, Galita Meratzenu, right? And it's Achakim Me'al Maseinu, Ve'enachim Chalas Lalas, Ve'los Tachos V'nacha, V'lasoscha V'seinu, Then you say, "Yiratzom v'necha d'Hashem l'kev l'kev v'sin amelach rachmon shetoshu v'srachem aleinu amadoshcha barachamecha rabin." It's of neil meheros galim kavodo. Avinu makin a galim kavodo mechusulena mehero. Avinu v'avim sulena kolchoy. Okay, mekarv zanim goyim. And then you have the next tefillah: "Alakin l'kev v'sin amelach rachmon rachem aleinu." Tov v'meit v'idorshon shuvah leinu ba'mon rachamecha v'gual avos shasur tzanecha. V'nei v'ischak v'atchil v'chadu g'dash rachamachon. Again, same thing. Again, seems like repetition. And the third theme is Vasienu, as Hashem Elokeinu is Birkas Mayadecha. So it's interesting. The first two are an expression of the lack and the absence. The first one is the absence insofar as Kabbalah are concerned. That's one thing. That demands expression. The Chag would not be a Chag if we don't enunciate the fact that we're missing Kabbalah. The Kabbalah in the Mikdash, the Avodah of a Mikdash is missing today. That's a Mitnechatena. So you have to say, Yiratzom Mufanach, you have to express the loss. And the loss is expressed by asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to return the system to its original form where we can bring the Kabbonis. Yiratzom Mufanach, Hashem Elokeinu, Shetoshu Esrachim Aleinu, Al Medoshcha Baruch HaMecha Rabbim, Sevnei Omer, Esgalon Kavada. That tefillah is a tefillah because of Kabbonis, because we're lacking Kabbonis. The next tefillah, Lekin 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 That is talking about the absence of the Migdash and the absence of the Lefnei Hashem of Migdash. The Ole Regel, that's a special kiyum of the Migdash insofar, not the Migdash insofar as the place where you makar of Kabbonis, but insofar as the Migdash is Lifnei Hashem, the Simcha of Lifnei Hashem, so the mitzvah, the kiyum of Migdash, and we mentioned, as a matter of fact, the Rambam. You see the Rambam, Yidram in the Kasaras Nuchas Chagiga. So Aleph, he says Laharos Pnei Hashem. That's the mitzvah of Sholeh Pam Hashem Yoyar Kol Shchuchas Pnei Hashem Lakecha. So the Rambam says Laharos Pnei Hashem. That's what the Rambam has it. And then he has Gimel L'smayach Bar Golem. Okay. So you see, what is the smayach Bar Golem? So the Rambam says it means really to bring a carbon simcha. But the Ram over here puts it in generic terms, L'smach Bar Golem. So as we explained, the Ram of the Kaseres doesn't tell you the structure of the mitzvah. Kaseres had a very special purpose. The purpose of the Kaseres is to give you the theme of the mitzvah. That without which the mitzvah is not explained. You have to explain the mitzvah. You have to define the mitzvah. So sometimes the mitzvah is the same definition as the maisa. Sometimes it's not. Over here, L'smarach Bar Golem, if the Ram would say to bring a carbon to Simcha, that would not be a correct explanation of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is L'smarach Bar Golem. There's a theme. There's a theme that the mitzvah has. And L'haros Pnei Hashem, not simply to bring a carbon Ola, but L'haros Pnei Hashem. So Haras Bnei Hashem means that that was the purpose of Mikdash. And that's why you have the Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. You have to express the second lack. The second lack is the fact not only kabbonis, but the fact that you can't mekayim the mitzvah of Haras Bnei Hashem. And that's why over there it says Vishom Nal Levenei Ro Veneshtachav Alafanachu. See, Melech Rachman Rachim Aleinu Tov Meit V'Dor Shlomo Shulam. He says, "V'shom nala v'neirov v'neshtach v'lefanecha b'shom u'v'sholosh pamei regolenu." Because we're self, shalosh pamei regolenu zechuchas p'nei Hashem lekecha mark mashayivcha. The way it's p'nei Hashem reikom mishkam at l'shedik v'rishem lekecha shnavlach. So you see that what is the alakeinu alakevaseinu is not a repetition of mechateinu. It's a separate expression of the lack that we don't have migdash for another reason. L'ros p'nei Hashem, you can't just lump everything together. Everything requires its own enunciation. It has its own special significance. And when you misspell, you have to concentrate on each thing separately. So that's the Menechatenu and Elokeinu Yetzenu Melech Rachman. Those two things. Two separate things. Both Migdash, but two separate aspects of Migdash. And then you see, but you see the third thing, Vasienu Ad Hashem Elokeinu is Birkas Moadecha. Birkas Moadecha is now. It's interesting. Vasienu Ad Hashem Elokeinu is Birkas Moadecha. So what does it show you? The fact that you have Birkas Moadecha now. So Birkas Moadecha now is because of the fact that you expressed the lack of the absence, that which is missing today in the first two tefillos. So that's really a kiyum. That's our kiyum, and that's our kiyum. In Moed. Without Migdash, there's no Moed. It's not possible. And the Birkas Moedecha is only possible through Migdash. But Bismana said that there is no Migdash, so the Migdash is expressed in the fact that you recognize the absence. You recognize our recognition of its absence is the king of Migdash insofar as Moed Mikra Kodesh is Bismana said. Without that, there's no without Migdash, there's no Mikra Kodesh. Mikra Kodesh is only possible with Migdash, but the Torah provided that Bezmana Golos, when the Migdash, we don't have the Migdash, so then the Kiyum takes place through the Tfilis and through the recognition of the absence of the Migdash. And that's why you can say Vasienu Hashem Elokeinu, that's the third thing, is Birkas Moadecha. The Birkas Moadecha is even Bezman Hazeh, even though you don't have the Migdash, you still have Birkas Moadecha. And the idea of Birkas Moadecha is that the moed is tied to Birkas Hashem. To Birkas Hashem. That's what Reb Akiva says in Rosh Hashanah. That each moed is tied to a specific bracha. But that's what Reb Akiva ties to a specific bracha. But in general, it means the moadim are responsible for our keeping the moadim, are responsible for Birkas Hashem. Bring about Birkas Hashem. It's a separate cheshbon. It's a different idea. It's not tied to the. It's the schar of the keeping of the moadim gives us the Birkas Hashem. That's why Sianu Shalom Kenu is Birkas Moadecha, and the Birkas Moadecha is a different idea than the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. It's a different idea. It means that the keeping of the moad is a different concept. A different thing. It's not the gzar din. Everything, some people just lump everything together. There's one Zadin and that's it. So it doesn't work that way. Because you see, for instance, that it says that, let's say, Atan of Amishna, Yos Bechagni Dunam Dunam Alamayim. So it wasn't Bechagni Dunam Alamayim. I mean, if a guy was Nechtam Zadino Fachayim and he doesn't have any Mayim, he's going to die. I mean, so how can you say Bechagni Dunam Alamayim? What is that? How's the problem? Now it's true. How can you live without true? But what it means is, at the time of the Mishnah, it means that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu works is not so simple, but it means that there is a wholesale gzar din insofar as Tvo is concerned, as far as Mayim is concerned, as far as Parasimon is concerned. That's one thing. That's one type of gzar din insofar as the necessities of life are concerned. And then within that framework, there's the gzar of the Yochid. It's different. And it's not just one thing. So Birkas Moadecha, they're separate things. Not just one gzar, a person has to come to Shul Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, and then he's finished, and that's it. It doesn't work that way. It's separate, there are different aspects. The Birkas Moadecho means that because Klal Yisrael keeps the Moed, so they warrants that they should receive certain brachas. It brings about the certain brachas, the Birkas Moadim. So that's even today. But how has it come about today? Through the recognition of the lack of the existence, that we recognize the loss and the absence and the lack of the existence of the Middash. Really, Zechel and Middash is a takonis chacham, but it's really a kiyum midaraisa. It's not simply that the chacham came up with an idea of Zechel and Middash. Chacham don't come up with any of their own ideas. Every idea that chacham have is based on the hadas of Yehadas and the ideas of Yehadas. The Zechel and Middash, the chacham instituted when and where certain places that you require the chacham to tell you how to do it, when to do it. But the idea is an idea of Kol HaTarkulus, the Yesod of Kol HaTarkulus. Without Mikdash, there's no Kol Yisrael. And the only way that we have Mikdash today is through the Zecher. Through the Zecher and through the recognition of the absence of the Mikdash. Okay, stop it. The only thing I would add is that the Tefillah of the Mayim, of Tana Amunim, is there simply, not because of Chag Dolomayim, because simply it mentions all the aspects of Dama Me'era, all the things that are necessary for our existence. See, that's the Tefillah. And Mayim is certainly a major role, but it's only one of many, many things it mentions. Okay.
I didn't mention that the Lamans. Laman Eson HaNizrak B'Lavesh. That's Avromafin. Laman Bein HaNekar Al Eitzim Vesh, Yitzchak. Laman Gibor Nevak Im Saresh. Laman Degolam Nachisa Bor Vananesh. Laman Hola Lamar Salak Amalach Eish, Marsh Rabbeinu. Laman So all these things, but not only people, okay? It's Laman Yedidus Bias Asher Ahavta Mishmeyesh, okay? What is the idea of Lamans? What's the central idea behind all the Lamans? You see, and also Laman Amitach, Laman Brisach, Laman Godlach Vesefratach. Dasach, Hodach, all these Lamans. Okay, what does Laman mean? Laman. What does Laman mean? So Laman means, Laman is based on something we mentioned in a previous shir, that the whole idea, that the idea, and someone mentioned actually it's a sfuno, that the that a person has to love existence. Yeah, what was that? Yeah, correct. The shir in the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. Shir in the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. That a person has to have a love for existence, because existence reflects ultimately the ultimate existence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, so a person has to have a this form mentions it on Ekia Asher Ekia. But we basically when we say the Lamans, that's the idea. Laman, what does it mean? Laman Avram Avinu. It means he's that all these individuals, not just us, that's not Chusovas, because Chusovas is only Avram Yitzchak. It's different. This is Laman, because it includes many, many people, many, many individuals. But these individuals were tzaddikim, were great tzaddikim. So it means to say that their existence should not be in vain. It means say Laman Tvuchim Al Shem Kodshecha. Say Laman. Let me say that all those individuals who did those actions, that there would be no real existence emanating from their actions if we were destroyed. See, so that's really the idea of Laman. Laman always means Laman. That's what Laman Amitach Laman Dasach. It means that there would be no existence to Dasach if we don't continue to exist. So it's based on that same idea. That idea really was expressed by Avram Avinu. That was the idea that was expressed by Avram Avinu, who expressed it, the first one to express it, where he said that Hashem Elokim Matitin Li V'Anochi Holech Hariri Uven Meshek Besi Huda Mesek Eliezer. So what did it mean? Everything he did because it's the good. He had to do it. He did it because it's the Emes, like the Rambam says. That's the Osa Me'ava, the one that reflects, whose whole life reflects for us, the greatest level of Osa Me'ava, the Avram Avinu. So it means he did it because he was right. So what does he care if he's not going to, if Eliezer is the one? The answer is, he knew that that way there's not going to be any kiyum, any existence to what he did. So a person's love of existence, Ramzin was on that level. And that's why it had nothing to do with really his offspring. Because Chazal say you really can't be emotionally involved with your offspring beyond a few generations. After that becomes diluted and that's it. So in terms of emotions, just a couple of generations. Two generations, maybe three. But it's a limit. You know, you can't identify any more beyond a certain amount of generations. Because so you don't even feel that they're really... That they don't even have a feeling that it's yours. The Chazal said on the pasuk of by Avimelech that Avimelech said Leninu Lenechdi, Leninu Lenechdi, and that because that's emotional. That's what person's emotions drop off. But Avram Avinu, it wasn't a matter of a personal thing. It was a matter of a kiyum. That's what he wanted. He wanted that there should be existence. Should emanate from his ma'aser, from his actions. So that's why he said, "Hashem l'kim matitin li." Then Meshach basically the Meshach Eliezer. Meshach Eliezer is a great person, but he's a great goyin, a great lamdan, a great talmud chacham. But the fact is that there's not going to be any kiyum through him. So he knew that. So that was really the, that's really the idea of Lamans. That's the idea of Laman. It's a metaphysical idea that was first expressed by Avraham Avinu. It's an interesting thing. It's an amazing thing when you think about it. I mean, the level of Avraham Avinu becomes obvious from that statement. His metaphysical level. Beyond the emotions. Nothing to do with the emotions. It's a different type of saga, different type of concept. So that's really Laman. That's the Lamans. That's our tefillah of Lamans. That's a good point. Amendi's mentioning that Avraham Hikir is burrow. It means on his own, through his own investigation and his own mind, not as a makabel. Noach was a makabel. And even shame, it would seem, was a makabel. Because Chazal say that no one called the Kadosh Baruch Hu Adni before Avraham Avinu. As it means, that was another one of his metaphysical ideas. Namely, that insofar as we are the Tzelem Elokim, we have to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu insofar as that's possible. Insofar, Tzelem Elokim means you can learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was his idea. That's Adni. That our understanding of God's, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence and his mishpat, and whatever we know, whatever our minds can grasp, causes us really to, insofar as we have a Tzelem Elokim, to try as hard as we can to live in line with that idea. With that idea concerning, that's the idea of Adon. That's Adon. Adon, why Adon means that the Adon directs the activity of the Evid. That's the real Evid. Our concept of Evid is not an emotional Evid. On the contrary, because Ein Loch Ben Charon L'Mishra Yisri B'Tara. So you see, Cheros. Choros Al Luchos is Cheros. It's just the opposite. So I could be cheres and avdus, but the answer is it's a different kind. Evid it means insofar as the mushal is true, insofar as the adon dictates the activity of the evid. Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu's existence and our knowledge, our small knowledge of him, nevertheless results in that dictating our existence, our life. Our life revolves around that idea. That's really part of the whole discovery of Avraham Avinu. Discovery of God was not just the reason why God was so significant. I mean, this is something which is dull poshet, but you see in the world that people today don't have a concept that the most valuable idea is the idea which your whole life revolves around is what your idea of God is. That was Avraham Avinu's discovery. If a person thinks of God as a taskmaster in the sky, then he's going to spend his whole life with that idea. Doing anything outside of his necessity is going to be determined by that idea. So the human being is a metaphysical creature, cannot escape it. Whatever he does is determined by what he thinks, and beyond his necessities. I mean, that he has to do. But beyond that, in the next realm. So if he's an atheist or an agnostic, It means that what does he hold? He holds the only thing real is the material and the physical. So his whole life is going to be guided by that, accumulation of material wealth, material, the physical pleasures. That's going to be, his whole life revolves around the central core of the idea is the idea of God. Either positive, negative, doesn't matter. Whatever it is, that's going to guide his life. There's no escape from that concept. Can't escape from it. So Avraham Avinu recognized that since that's the case, the most important thing that a human being can do is to have the correct idea of God. therefore, all his energies went into discovering the true idea of God. And that's the whole base of Yahadus. That's the whole base of Yahadus. If that, insofar as the measure of an individual, insofar as he follows his knowledge, I mean, unless there's some aberration that prevents him from living according to his ideas, but insofar as a person lives in conformity with his ideas, the measure of the value of his existence is based on his idea of God. That's all. That's it. The Hashem. Cannot get away from that concept. Impossible, logically, to deviate one iota from that idea. That's Avraham Avinu's discovery. That's his basic discovery. So that's why his whole life was devoted to took 40 years, but those 40 years he put into really to gain the most refined knowledge that a human being can of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Avram. That's the that's the nucleus of the whole of the others. It's an amazing thing. It's something. It's simple and it's true, and it's irrefutable. The Rambam indicates that it was broken off. It was broken off. As a matter of fact, by Noach Hasidim Messiah wasn't broken off, because Lemech, Noach's father. What do you say? He says, Zayin achameinu mimaasenu omeitzovin yadenu minu adomo asher erod Hashem. So you see that he had a Messiah direct to the Torah Merishim. So it wasn't broken off by Noach. Noach was a Makabal. He received the Messiah. But Avraham Avinu was broken off, because Avraham Avinu was Tarach. His father was Tarach. That's the whole Ram over there. We love it in Mohem and from Torah. Excuse me. So Shem was from Noach. So he had a Masorah. The next point I wanted to mention was the next thing I wanted to add was the idea of the that we're in a position now to answer what explained the Rambam. The Rambam Perek Vav on Halacha Yud Zayin. Shivus Mei Pesach Hashmaris Mei Chagim Shoyim Tovim Kulam. So the Ram says, Afa Pisha Simchamura Khan, he called Mishlomin, Kmoshan on the Vine, Belchasagiga, Yesh Bechlalo Sasimchalus, Mohu, one of Nevesu Kalacha Koroilo, Kaitzar, Akanvas Lam Kalois, Vagos and McDonald's, Vanashim Begunim Tachitin Kvimana, Vanashim, Okumbos Shosigayan, She ain't Simcha Elabasov, ain't Simcha Elabiyan. Yeah, so it means why didn't the Ram didn't combine it with mention? Didn't they say ain simcha elabasav yayin? No, most people say ain simcha elabasav, ain simcha elabiyayin, because really what he goes, it's two different dimensions. In other words, yayin and samach vavenosh is a psychological dimension, and simcha is insofar as the substance of the achila. So there's no substance to the achila unless you really have basav, right? I mean. But but there are two different dimensions. Ein simcha ela babasar means in the real, because otherwise it's not logical. You can't say ein simcha ela babasar, so it means the only thing is basar. Okay, so now I have basar, but now he's going to tell me ein simcha ela b'yayin. I mean, it's initially exclusive. But they're not mutually exclusive, it's two different realms. It means that there's no simcha in so far as the realm of achila unless you have basar, and there's no simcha in the realm of the simcha salei unless you have yayin. So the full simcha has two components. It's interesting the way Yahadus really defines it. It's an interesting thing. You need both elements. But anyway, so the Ram holds Yechayev in every day. Even Chol HaMoed according to Ram, Yechayev and Basar Yayin. It's an interesting thing. It's Machlokes. Palitesh is sold only Yayin, but not Basar. Yayin's every day, but Basar not. Okay. But the interesting thing... Yeah, that's a good question. Putney's asking. They have to be together. Do you have Yayin in the morning and then have Basar in the afternoon? Mastava is not. Mastava is not. Because it's not Mastava to say that since it's two different realms, it's not Mastava to say you can have half a realm now and half a realm later. I mean, it seems it's one person. So you need both at the same time. The only question we had on the Rambam is, has the Rambam jump? Of course, he says really goes from Simcha. He says really it means what? It means V'Simach B'Chagecha really means what? Really, what does Simach B'Chagecha mean? He says, Afapisha Simcha Murakan, he covers Shlomim. Kmo Shonim Avarim B'Chas Chagiga. So it's really covering Shlomim. So what is Rambam saying? Yesh B'Chlal Osas. What do you mean Yesh B'Chlal Osas Simcha? How can you just take it a bechlal? I mean, if Smach Gecha means as much based on this kind, means God has a specific surah, Kabbin Shalom. So I got to include over here also that you have to have Bus of the Yayin. And it's a funny kind of thing. You can't just do that. It's not the. What does the Smach Gecha mean? That's a meaning. So it's a mitzvah, and a mitzvah is what? Is Kabbin Shalomim, Shalmei Simcha. So that's it. So you take a look. So what we said was, and if it works out amazingly, corroborates what we said, the shiur we gave in the Hilchos Tshuva recently, that the with regard to the Kaseres, we said that the Kaseres of Rambam is different. Kaseres of Rambam has something new in it. He didn't just repeat the mitzvahs over there. But in the Kaseres, the Rambam held that the Rambam was very much, the Rambam Shita was that there's such a thing that Tayag mitzvahs, there has to be a Yediyas on mitzvah. It's not just the Tayag mitzvahs functions in order to, so you can put everything under there and you can find out what you have to do. Not just the guidelines. But Tayag mitzvahs, according to Rambam, is an entity. It's Krisus Bris on Tayag, not Teresh B'Chsav. Teresh B'Chsav is different. Tayag is an entity of Tayag. So the Rambam held that since Tayag is an entity, there has to be a Yediyas HaMitzvah of Tayag. That's part of Limud. It comes under Limud. Not just, it's not an arbitrary thing. You know what I mean? You have to really know what the mitzvah is. So the Rambam in the Kaseres gives you the definition of the mitzvah. Not the philosophy of the mitzvah, the definition of the mitzvah. So every mitzvah has to be able to be defined. If you say, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell you to do? Well, what is the mitzvah? So you have to be able to explain it. Sometimes just a technical action. Okay? But sometimes you cannot explain the mitzvah justifiably without an idea. And that's what we mentioned in Hilchos Melachim, when the Rambam says that in the Kaseres, he says that what's the reason why Misha Bonabayas, he's chosen from the. He can't bother him for anything. Any tzarcha mochama, he can't bother him for a whole year. Why Bonabayas, Nasa Isha, and Karim? He says, because the person should enjoy Bisameach Bekinyanov. He said, what kind of mitzvah is that? The Rambam doesn't mention in the Yad, it's Bisameach Bekinyanov. That's not a mitzvah. I mean, the guy wants to learn, that's Bisameach Bekinyanov. So the answer is because that's the definition of mitzvah. The mitzvah would never be there if it weren't for the fact that the Torah recognizes that a person has to have a right to be sameach b'kinyanov. That's halacha in the chefetz shel mitzvah, not in the kiyum agavra. Kiyum agavra is different. That's what Rambam never mentions anyways. A person has to do it. Every mitzvah is not necessarily in terms of kiyum agavra. The mitzvah has its own structure, its own essence, its own idea. So it's interesting when it comes to the Rambam over here. Makes reference to Chagiga, right? You take a look at Chagiga. Okay, so the Rambam in Chagiga says, first Mrs. Laris Panei Hashem, which again is not Lahavi Karb Nola. See, that's because the Rambam says, what is the Riyah? He says, Hariyah Mavatarisha Nir Panav Bazar, we have to Rishi Shachag, give him a Karb Nola. So it has a Tzurah. But the Rambam in the Kaser says, say Hey Rose Pnei Hashem, and then Gimu, then Lochog B'Shal Shagolim. What's Lochog B'Shal Shagolim? That's called Mechagia. And the third one, L'Smoch Bargolim. Interesting. Even though he mentions what is the Shalmei Simcha, Shalmei Simcha, the Rambam mentions the Eishi Yala and Alochog Gimbeishi Yala Yerushalayim Lochog, and then he says, just a second. Just a second. Yivasim, sorry, an alach alach. Vasimcha amur bergolim hi sheyakriv shlomim yeser al shalmei chagiga. The elu heina nekorim shalmei simchas chagiga. Shenem av zvachta shom v'chalta shom v'samachta ofnei l'shem v'kachal. So it has a tzura. But you see the way he has it in the Kaseris, he just says, l'smach bergolim. So what does it mean? It means that over here, the mitzvah could not be defined by a technical action. You would not be defining the mitzvah properly. If there were no framework of l'smach, then there would not be a mitzvah of shalmei simcha. It's not, in other words, the mitzvah, you can't describe the mitzvah without the idea of l'smach. So that's what a mitzvah has an essence. So therefore, that's what the Ram means in Perek Vav, in Hilchos Yontov. What the Ram means over there is that even though this mitzvah really is machayev you in a specific shalmei simcha, but the framework of the mitzvah is not the ma'isa of shalmei simcha. Well, the framework is a broader framework. It's l'smach barayel. That's the definition. But that l'smach is machayev in the shalmei simcha. But the definition is l'smach. So that's how the Rambam can take the shalmei simcha. So since that's the case, so then there's no question that there's a kiyum a mitzvah of basar v'yayin. That there's a kiyum a mitzvah of basar. It's not possible otherwise. It's not, if the underlying machayev of the ma'isa mitzvah of shalmei simcha is l'smoach, that's really the machayev, and that's really the tzuras on mitzvah, the essence of the definition of mitzvah. So then it has to include basar v'yayin. That's how the Rambam. When Rambam says like k'moshe b'yayin v'yayin, he means if you take a look carefully at the kaseres and you take a look carefully at the way we explained it, you'll see what he means. That this is different. It's not just a technical mitzvah, but the mitzvah is l'smoach. That's the essence of the mitzvah l'smoach. Since the mitzvah is defined by l'smoach, not l'hovi korban, but l'smoach. That's the definition of mitzvah. So that's why it includes. It has to include also basar v'yayin. When the framework, in other words, what is machayev the korban is the framework. So therefore, the framework of the mitzvah is machayev you in basar v'yayin. I mean, if a person does not enjoy yayin or does not enjoy basar, I mean, pashtus, he can't be mekayem the mitzvah. What do you say? He can't do it. In other words, in tefillah, switching over now to brachas, but the tefillah havineinu, the achronim say you shouldn't say it today. The reason is because Tefillah Avinenu was niskan for the right way of being mispoled. In other words, a person ordinarily he's omeyed himself. He assesses, evaluates, sees he kept mechaven all yudches. So now the mechaven Avinenu, but he has gemiras das and the ability to be mechaven for Avinenu. But if a person is not going to be mechaven, he can't do that. There's no heta for him to use havinena. The whole question is does manazeh, to get back to the whole question, does manazeh, they say that people aren't really mechaven, so should they not daven altogether? So that the Beis Yosef Paskin is not that that even though. Even though you don't do it properly, but still you're mechuyev davening yuches. I mean it's a later phenomenon. I mean it's something people should try to avoid. I mean, shouldn't try to make recourse to these kind of a terror. I mean a person really should take tefillah seriously and ask mechaven for all your yuches. Ask mechaven for all your yuches. I mean yeah. The one suggestion I mentioned as far as tefillah is concerned. But before each bracha, if you just think of the content of the bracha, that at least then the person will be able to mechav. In other words, before each bracha, you think over in your mind the content of the bracha. So I mean, if you just mechav, and you know, the halacha doesn't demand much. Just mechav into what you're saying. You have to be. You don't have to have an arichas, but at least it shouldn't be an automatic flow of words where you don't know what you're talking about. And then you just realize that at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. I mean, that's not really what the what through is. So if a person stops and just thinks of what the bracha is, that at least mechavim the words. Okay. The Reb Chaim is very nice conceptually, but practically I don't think it works. I mean, usually a guy starts slipping, starts tefillah, he doesn't know he's lifnei Hashem either. I mean, so then according to Reb Chaim, the old tefillah is worthless. I mean, you get involved with brachos latolah. So that's the right way. That's the only way to do it. Many chesed kiyum chesed is not done. Tefillah katzara is not a kiyum. He's chayav again when he gets back to the year.